Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The season opener is going to be here before we know it. And for Miami, this is not going to be a warm-up game. Right out of the gates, the Hurricanes will be hosting an old school rival and the national runners-up, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And we have the privilege of being joined now by my colleague at the Locked On Podcast Network. I host Locked On Canes, and we got the host of Locked On Irish with us, Tyler Wojak. And, you know, Tyler, it seems like it's been an exciting spring for Notre Dame to this point because there's a competition at quarterback. How's that going?
It's a legitimate three-man competition. And I feel like, you know, sometimes when you have a three-man competition, that probably means you don't have one good quarterback in the room, but that is certainly not the case in this instance. And it's kind of funny to think about how far the Notre Dame quarterback room has come in the last few years. Like, I'm not that far removed from watching Drew Pine trot out there and try to lead that team back in 2022. So all Notre Dame fans understand what we went through during that season, but it's a much different place now for that quarterback room. So you've got Steve Angeli, who's been the backup for the past two seasons. He's been around the program. This will be his fourth season. He'll be a redshirt junior, and he's just been waiting his time to have a chance to be the starting quarterback. He was like a low four-star out of high school, didn't have a ton of hype, but then behind him, you've got Kenny Minchie, who is kind of like the oft-forgotten name in this battle because he didn't come with the same like recruiting pedigree as CJ Carr, who I'll get to in just a second here, but he's very good. Like, he participated in the Elite 11 when he was in high school, kind of a under the radar guy, but I think he has a chance. He's the most mobile of any of those guys. And then there's redshirt freshman CJ Carr. He is the grandson of Lloyd Carr, the national championship winning coach at Michigan. He came in with a ton of hype, and Notre Dame fans have been waiting for the CJ Carr era to start for a long time. He redshirted last season. This is his first legitimate chance at starting, and he has a real chance to win the job. So you've got the grizzly veteran who's been waiting his time, the under-the-radar guy who can really move, and then the young, up-and-coming star in CJ Carr. And right now, it's anyone's guess as to who's going to win.
Now, if I made you guess, Tyler, who do you think is going to be the starter come late August?
Because Notre Dame is playing on the road against a good team in Miami, I think it's going to be Steve Angeli. If they were opening up against like Tennessee Tech, or I shouldn't say a MAC school because we can't beat MAC schools. So I shouldn't say, you know, maybe Northern Illinois or someone like that. But no, because Notre Dame is going up against Miami and it's going to be a hostile environment against a really good team, I think that they will go with Steve Angeli. Now, will he start the rest of the season? We'll see. Right. I think they're going to give him a chance to at least start the season because then, you know, not only does Notre Dame start against Miami in the season opener, they got Texas A&M 2 weeks after that. So that is a brutal start to the season for whoever they pick to be the starting quarterback. Steve Angeli has certainly played a lot more than any of these guys in that room. He started in the Sun Bowl a couple of years ago when Sam Hartman opted out. He actually came in during that game against Penn State in the college football playoff right before the end of the first half. He led Notre Dame down the field to kick a field goal that honestly kept them in that game. And I think the poise that he showed, coincidentally enough, in Hard Rock Stadium I think, is going to be one of those things that helps secure that starting job for at least the first couple games. Then we'll see if maybe one of those younger guys can beat him out after that.
The Irish just coming off such a tremendous season. I know it didn't end with the happy ending, but it was an incredible run, national runners up. And the defense, of course, was a huge part of that. Defensive coordinator change with Al Golden off to the NFL, Chris Ash taking over. How many changes do you expect on defense, Tyler? Is there going to be a system change, or is it going to be somewhat status quo from last year?
Well, I can tell you Chris Ash wants you to believe that it's going to be as close to the Al Golden system as possible and that they're just going to try to enhance the little things. And I think that is kind of the expectation that Marcus Freeman set for him when they were doing the job interview process. Because the interesting thing about the Chris Ash hire, and really you compare it to any other coordinator hire in the country, offense or defense, usually when you bring in a coordinator, they're going to bring in some of their guys, right? Whether it be a DB coach or, you know, whoever the case may be, just members of his support staff. Like, that really didn't happen with Chris Ash because the defensive line coach returned, the linebackers coach returned, and the defensive backs coach returned, all from the past few seasons that have been at Notre Dame. So like, the foundation is already there, and then they just bring in a new guy to be the leader of all those guys. And I think if you're in that position, you don't want to come in and scrap everything, especially when you consider how well it worked for Notre Dame these past couple seasons. So I think you're going to see a similar 4-3 aggressive look for Notre Dame. You're going to see some tweaks, obviously. You know, we could get into like the real nitty gritty details, like about technique and where guys are lining up and, you know, who's going to come in different personnel packages. But I think overall, if you're just, you know, a casual observer of Notre Dame football, the defense is going to look very similar to what it did under Al Golden.
You know, Miami versus Notre Dame, Notre Dame versus Miami, however we want to say it, or Catholics versus convicts. They made a documentary about that. Like, this, you know, in the 80s, this thing got so, so bitter. You know, I'm barely old enough to kind of remember the tail end of that. I'm sure you're way too young, Tyler, to remember that stuff. But I mean, this, I feel like this game does mean something. And I'm sure in the build up to the matchup, I remember a lot of this back in 2017, the last time, you know, they squared off, and Miami and Notre Dame are going to see each other more often now because of the ACC concessions to the, you know, the top programs in the conference. So, I mean, what does it mean to Notre Dame and to the fan base to be opening up against an old school rival like Miami?
Well, personally, I wasn't stoked when I found out that they were opening against Miami because they already had that tough game against Texas A&M in the season opener. So I was like, man, they're really doing back to back, because Notre Dame opens against Miami. I believe that's going to be on a Sunday, right? And then they have a bye, and then they have the home opener against Texas A&M. So the first two games of the season, there was no buffer in between them. It's Miami, and then it's Texas A&M at home. And those are two very good teams. But I'm just glad that they're playing Miami every year again. Like, Notre Dame has this weird open marriage with the ACC, and no offense to like the Wake Forest fans out there, but I'm good on watching Notre Dame play them or some of the other teams in the lower tier of the ACC. So if they're going to play the ACC teams, I want them to play Clemson. I want them to play Florida State, and I want them to play Miami. And I feel like, you know, we've heard a lot, at least I have growing up, my dad, big Notre Dame fan, all that stuff. Like, I've heard about those great games against Miami in the past, but they haven't, I mean, they played, but none of the games have been that great. In 2017, that felt like it was going to be an awesome game, and then Miami ran them out of the building. Like, that wasn't even close. So we haven't really had a chance to see Miami and Notre Dame go up against each other when both teams are good and they play like that. So I'm hoping to see something like that on Sunday in late August, because I do think it's going to be an awesome game.
Yeah, Sunday night college football. I'm going to have to get used to saying that as well. That is an odd one, but we certainly appreciate the insight here from Tyler Wojak, Locked On Irish. He does a tremendous job. I host Locked On Canes. He hosts Locked On Irish. And I know he and I are going to reconnect much closer to that season opener. I can't wait for that. Tyler, thank you so much for the time.
No problem, man. Happy to join anytime.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.